Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Survivor specialists Phil and Robert are back to discuss episode 6 of Survivor Winners at War. Boy, oh boy, what an episode.
What
that
an
just
episode
was.
It was.
I want everybody to know, too, that Robert is currently in control of this stream.
Oh, yeah,
that's
I am.
How dangerous this is.
Look at that. Crazy, boys. This is going to be wild.
So, yes, and girls, too. I don't know why. See, this is what happens when Robert's in control.
Yeah, just
assumes all of our listeners are male.
Hello, but, people of the earth.
Yeah, hello. So I'm doing this from my phone. I'm currently in the mountains here, hiding, getting out of Los Angeles because of the craziness that is LA. So I'm doing this from my phone, which does not let me host. So Robert is hosting tonight.
I'm in power tonight.
This is your show, man. Also, I guess this is kind of a good episode for you to host, considering tonight's episode was all about overthrowing the queen when nobody thinks you're a threat in the game. Ooh. Oh my God, that was brutal.
That was such an insane episode. Oh my God. Now we get to see what is in all three in the past three episodes, we lost everyone in the villains tribe.
Yeah.
insane. And the only hero we have left is Ben. What a timeline.
That's true. Yeah, this was an epic episode, though, and we're going to break down everything. I really do believe, no matter what anybody says, getting rid of who they got rid of tonight were the absolute right people to get rid of. As crazy as this sounds, they got rid of the two biggest post-merge threats left in the game. And that is Parvati and that is Sandra. Those are the two biggest post-merge threats. If you're playing the game the way Denise plays, keeping Sandra around doesn't help you at all. Keeping Tony around helps you. And if you're playing the game the way that Nick plays, keeping Wendell around helps you. Keeping Parvati around doesn't help you at all. So I think that these were absolutely the two right moves. I knew Parvati was toast. I cannot believe Yara won. Good for them. I thought they were doomed, man.
Yeah, because it's always the expansion tribe that like has to go back and build a new shelter and figure everything else out while the other two tribes are sitting pretty on their pre-made Wendell camps or whatever. So like I thought they were toast, but look at them figuring it out.
I know. And they only got a little bit of screen time tonight, and it was all before anything happened because it was just like they were so excited. They were playing in the water and having a wonderful time. Good for them.
Yeah, just going hanging out and all that.
Yeah, I mean, we're in back-to-back great episodes here. I thought this was another episode that was just unreal. I thought they did a really good job of jumping around between everything we needed to see tonight. And yeah, so we get the life on Yara and how excited they are. And we didn't get any other tribe. We got Edge of Extinction instead before the challenge, which didn't really signal to me that it was confirmed Yara was going to win because there just wasn't enough time anyway. And sometimes we don't go back and forth to all the tribes before this happens anyway. But yeah, man, I loved the way all of this was done. And I was so happy for Sophie, Sarah, Adam, and Ben.
Oh, my God. That was – you could – I mean, I know that everyone's always, like, super excited when they win a challenge. But, like, this time I felt the emotion of them winning, like, so much more because, you know, they obviously all just had, like, a crazy tribal council voting Rob out. Well, like, not, like, crazy idols, but, like, crazy socially, right? And, like, you have to think that you're, you know, you're at the disadvantage because you're down on the numbers. And, like, I felt their joy so much more than I felt any other tribe's victory with joy. So
very cool. I agree. And I'm happy they were able to pull out, like, especially for Adam. He knew, I'm like going back and forth trying to
rotating.
Yeah, I am. Adam knew he was toast if they lose this. I mean, he's worried Ben is getting along better with all the girls than he is. And you know, he's if you're playing this season, your goal is at least hit the merge. Cause once you hit the merge, anything can happen. And you know, you're probably thinking you get through this double boot, you're hitting the merge, which doesn't look like it's actually the truth,
which is wild, right? Because usually we merge at 13 and now we're at 12 and now we're at 11 and there's no merge. Like what's going on? This is good. This is tight.
Yeah. I think what'll happen is they'll go one more tribal and then they'll probably do at 11. They get somebody back in the game. And then that'll be when, you know, everything happens. And I don't know who's going to lose next week, you know? So but if you're going into this tribal council, if you're going into that challenge, knowing it's a double elimination, or they didn't know it's double elimination, but they find out from Jeff, it's a double elimination. You just want to get through and win that challenge. Cause if you do, you're assuming, okay, like you just said, we always merge at 13 nowadays. So we get to 12, they're going to bring another player in and we're going to be merged. Doesn't look like the case, but that's what you had to be thinking. And for Adam, especially to just be like, cool, I made it. This is it. Like, I'm ready to go now. I'm going to make the merge because we won that challenge. It doesn't matter that I'm on the outs on my tribe. I was really happy for him, but I was happy for all of them because we've never seen it where it's 4-4-4. It's never happened.
Oh, yeah. And Adam's point of like, hey, this is basically like winning two immunities in a row. Like, oh, my God, the stress that you have to that you probably are going through like during that challenge. And then you win. And it's like, I just, you know, Jeff is always like, oh, you have a 1-8 shot. Now it's like, oh, you go up two spots instead. Like, what a win for them.
Exactly. And who else was sitting here waiting for Sophie to mess that up at the end when it just kept hovering?
That was, oh, my God. And then you have the Dakal tribe that doesn't even get a single one. Kind of felt bad for them, but you know, whatever.
I felt bad for them too. I mean, that's who we're gonna have to focus on eventually. I figure, you know, the first 5 minutes we can talk about Yara because that's pretty much what the episode did. There wasn't really much going on there. What I loved about tonight though is fire tokens really started to take over. And I think other than Denise being MVP and proving that she belongs and that she should be taken seriously as a winner of Survivor, which most of the fan base does. It was just the players maybe who didn't consider as big of a threat. The other message from this episode is that fire tokens are legit. And we saw how the fire tokens affected so many people tonight, starting with Tyson, of all people. And we get Tyson deciding to give his idol nullifier to Parvati for a token and then buying peanut butter. That's what was he thinking?
That's the most Tyson thing I could have imagined. And just seeing him like scrounge up that peanut butter into his mouth is just so funny. But he actually is right about that. Protein is full of protein. Peanut butter is full of protein. Protein is full of protein, but peanut butter is also full of protein and a lot of like healthy fats or something. I heard once on like a Ponderosa. So like, yeah, I mean, getting that whole jar, he's probably fueled up to, you know, do whatever he wants. So
oh, it's huge. And this is what we were kind of talking about last week or 2 weeks ago. It was 2 weeks ago when Ethan and Danny and Amber and Natalie all had to keep going up and down the mountain, up and down the mountain, up and down the mountain. And it got to the point of, is it actually not worth getting that one fire token to conserve your energy? Because you see Ethan collapsing. How are you going to be able to get up and do the challenge no matter what that fire token offers you? You know it's not going to automatically get you back in the game because three other people just got it at the same time as you. So, you know, I was really... I really do actually think that Tyson, even though I said, what was he thinking? It's more of a, what was his thought process? But when you're as good at challenges as Tyson is, and I would say he's probably the favorite at Edge of Extinction right now, you might as well just take that type of advantage. Because what is one token going to do? Give you one less knot to untie? It's going to come down to a puzzle anyway.
And I feel like, yeah, being like energized in the right state of mind, like you see... I mean, there was the whole like Hunapu thing back in 29 where like the reason Hunapu was winning is because they ate all the food and like they were just like steamrolling Koyopa all the time. So if you can just like, you know, buy a jar of peanut butter, which is way better than like a pizza or a bottle of wine, right? Those are definitely, you know, not the choice. But like you eat a full jar of peanut butter the day before you come back from Extinction Island, you're probably coming back from Extinction Island.
Yeah, I completely agree. And he's probably thinking the same thing that a lot of other people are thinking. Look, we're getting to day 16. We normally merge around, what, day 18, day 17, something like that. We're getting there. I might as well turn this in and buy it and give myself some energy here. And maybe he can get lucky. He can find something else. And he can also get another token. Like, he doesn't know, but give yourself that, you know, you're recently out of the game. You're not as hungry as an Ethan, a Natalie, an Amber, a Danny, you know. And so get yourself back in it. And I think Tyson right now, even with especially with Parvati and Sandra going to Edge of Extinction, I think Tyson's in control. And I think it's going to be so funny when Sandra gets Edge of Extinction. Like, is she really going to stay there? Because she knows she's not going to win the challenge. She's excited all the time to sit out of challenges. Is she going to stay? It's crazy.
I mean, I want her to stay because I love watching Sandra on my TV. But like, oh man, I don't know. I don't think she can, if she... She's never won an individual challenge before, right? Don't fact check me. I don't think so. But yeah, so she's probably not going to win the extinction challenge, especially against, you know, Natalie, Rob, Tyson, Parvati. And then like, even if she gets back in, like, is she really going to make it to the finale? Is she going to make it to the final three? Like, probably not. Which means she'd get voted out again. Which means she has to win another challenge. And it's like, now you have to win infinitely percent more challenges than you've ever won before. So like,
infinitely,
because you know, infinitely. 2 is infinitely greater than 0. Thanks, man.
There you go. It's so true, though. And so when I look at Sandra's chances, I sit here and I'm like, okay, like realistically for her, is it worth it to sit there for 22 days or whatever the hell she's going to have to sit there for just to say she did it? She's won the game twice.
She already has $2 million. Like, you know, whatever.
And even though this is all really bad move by her tonight, and we'll talk about that because obviously it got her voted out. I see what her thought process was, but man, whatever happened to anybody but me. But at the same time, like, nobody's gonna look at Sandra and say Sandra sucks, Sandra, because she's already won twice. She proved herself twice. Right. We know that she has to play a different game than she played the first two times in order to win the game. But had she just held on to her idol, she's probably hitting the merge. And that's what I expected. I had her in spot number one for the power rankings this week. I was really shocked she did this because I get what her thought process is. And you think you're building an ally in Denise, which is the type of person Sandra wants to go through this game with, is Denise, because nobody's looking at Denise as a big threat. And Sandra knows if she sits next to Denise, all things staying the same, she's going to beat Denise. But that proved, like, she underestimated how good Denise was at the game and who Denise would have value in keeping in the game and voting out.
She pulled
and
a JT.
That's 100% true.
Yes, it's true. Jimmy Lyons says she pulled a JT. Yes, she did. She gave up her idol and got voted out because of it.
Yeah, It's absolutely true. So, and it looks like she gave up one of the tokens to Denise before Tribal even happened. So Denise still got something out of this, even though she wasted an idol. And I'm not going to go ahead and say that's a wasted idol. We'll talk
about
that.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that one's a wasted idol, the one she gave to Jeremy. I think that built trust forever. Denise is now the smallest threat other than Michelle and maybe Sophie, because Sophie hasn't had to do all that much yet. She's the smallest threat left in the game, but she's about to hit a merge and doesn't have really weak challenge competitors like Sandra left. She's got people who are always going to be – Jeremy's always going to be a bigger threat than her. Tony's always going to be a bigger threat than her. Oh, my God, I'm drawing a blank. Who's the other one on her tribe? Nick is probably going to be a bigger threat than her. Maybe not now, but for the most part, Nick is a bigger threat than her. So, no, Nick's not on her tribe. Who's the other one on her tribe? Why am I drawing a blank?
On Sandra's tribe?
Yeah.
It's Tony, Kim, Jeremy, Denise.
Kim, that's who it was. Kim, because Kim's been so invisible this season. But Kim is always going to be a bigger threat than Denise because everybody who's not on this tribe and didn't see Denise make that move is still going to be thinking of Denise just from what they know her as in Philippines or what they've known for the first couple days.
Yeah, and you know, Jeremy is obviously now super loyal to Denise. Jeremy's still in a good spot because he still has his advantage, which I'm kind of surprised he didn't play tonight. And I don't know. I guess, I mean, we saw in the preview that Jeremy just isn't trusting Tony, which I don't know why he was just running, but like, I guess that's what Tony does, just runs around and, you know, makes a fool of himself.
When he got in the bunker, that was my favorite. Oh, I was so excited. Bring it back, baby.
Once we saw the clip of him like peering up through the brush, I'm like, someone's going to like juxtapose those two and like Tony in season 28, like looking through the leaves, and then Tony in season 40 looking through the leaves. And I'm just so ready for that. I'm so excited.
That was perfect, though. He had done that perfectly, but it was funny that he got called out, where even Sandra and Kim were like, don't talk. And
everyone's like, we shouldn't talk here. Let's talk somewhere else.
Yeah, like, it's true.
You can't do this, Tony. Everyone's going to call you out for it.
And yet, Tony's still in the game. And I think that Tony's the biggest threat in the game, but not the biggest threat in the game to Denise. You know, like, for Denise, this is 110% the right move, because Sandra plays a similar game to what Denise plays. Tony doesn't. If people are looking and saying, do we get rid of Sandra or do we get rid of Denise? You probably get rid of Denise first, because you know Sandra's not going to win a challenge. So you say, okay, we'll just get rid of Sandra whenever we want. We can get rid of her at finals 5, final 6, final 7. It doesn't matter. She's never going to win a challenge. When it comes to Tony, you're always going to say, let's get rid of Tony before we get rid of Denise. So I think this is the right move. It's just funny that like Tony's going back to his old ways a little bit, because now he's realizing the numbers are dwindling, and now he's starting to get
the guards are lowing down a little bit. He's able to, you know, he's getting a little stir crazy out there.
Yeah. I love it, man. I couldn't believe that. He pulled the bunker back out. I was laughing.
It was such a good moment. Oh my God. And let it be known, the last time that someone voted out Sandra, they won the game. So
they did.
It looks like Denise is, you know, confirmed winner of Survivor Winners at War.
What's epic too about what Denise just did is not only did Denise play an idol for herself, which was correct, and convince the queen to give her an idol and a fire token, she also played one for Jeremy, securing her loyalty there and impressing Tony and Kim, and then single-handedly voted out Sandra, proving that, like, if anybody asks who took the queen down this time, it's Denise. Like, and it Sandra's has to gonna be tell Denise. Sandra's gonna tell people, I gave her an idol, and she played that idol to get me out of the game. Like, Sandra's going to tell people that. And that, because everybody's going to be on the jury this season, that's going to get Denise so much
credit. Oh, my God. Yeah. And, like, that's something that, like, it's going to help Denise out, but it's not going to be like, oh, Denise is a threat now. It's just going to be like, oh, man, like, she got Sandra. That was a really good move. I guess we still got to vote out Tony or Kim or, you know, whoever else.
And I think the only way Denise goes home, if let's say that tribe goes to tribal next week, which I don't think they will. I still think they're probably now the strongest tribe. I still think they're the strongest tribe, whatever. And next week, we're only going to get one tribe going home if it's not a merge. We're not going to get two. So that tribe will not finish third place, I don't think, despite how poor their performance was this week. But the only way Denise goes home is if Jeremy says, I'm not going to tribal council. Well, because Jeremy and Denise are smaller threats than Kim and Tony, and Kim and Tony aren't that close, now Jeremy and Denise can just say, okay, who do you want to work with? Do you want to go grab Tony or should we go grab Kim? Which one do we think we have a better chance with? Because by getting rid of Sandra, and she could have done the same thing if she got rid of Tony, but by getting rid of Sandra, Sandra and Tony were closer than Sandra and Kim or Tony and Kim were. So now there's not an alliance of two there.
Sandra was definitely the glue holding those together, because like Sandra and Tony were like, they played on Game Changers. It's like, all right, like I get Tony's crazy, like whatever, I'll deal with him. And then Sandra was the one that was keeping Kim like, yeah, Tony's fine, like I know he's crazy, just like go along with it. And so now that Sandra's gone, it's like Tony and Kim, like they don't really have much of incentive to work for each other, especially after Kim was on the outs in the original Tikal tribe.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I think Kim is probably, if that tribe loses again, I still think Tony goes home, because they pull Kim in. Kim doesn't have to play her idol. Kim would never play her idol to keep Tony around. It doesn't make sense for her. There's other threats that are also bigger than Kim, so Kim doesn't need to do that. I think Jeremy and Denise bring Kim in and vote out Tony, because I think ultimately right now, Denise holds the power, not Jeremy. And though Jeremy would probably rather keep Tony, Denise probably has more power and says, no, I want to keep Kim. And that's how it goes.
Right. So, okay. So Denise had the original Soleil idol, right? And then Kim had the... Okay. So the Tikal idol has not been rehidden. Does that mean that the Soleil idol is rehidden?
I actually bet that because Denise played the idol, there'll probably be another idol hidden on that island. Because an idol, because two idols were played at that tribal, I bet they ended up hiding.
So is it the idol that the island of the idol is from, or the island that the idol is on? That's something we haven't figured out yet.
Yeah, I don't know. And I don't know if it'll even come to fruition, because there might only be two more days where these tribes are like this, or there might not be any more days like where the tribes are like this. I think they're going to merge. I don't think they're going to merge next week. I think they would have told us that.
Right. Especially, yeah, they always tell us.
And especially considering everything that's going on in the world right now, you would probably want to be like, hey, there's a merge coming next week. So people will continue, because people want to talk about these types of things right now. Like the amount of joy that so many people just got from watching this episode of Survivor, like, there were so many eyes on this episode because it was just something to take your mind away from everything else going on. So if the merge was coming next week, Survivor and CBS would have known, like, hey, we really need to like promote that there's a merge coming.
Right, right. It's definitely like, I mean, I feel like, I don't know how long the like the production line of like an episode going and like becoming aired is, but like, I feel like they can make some changes in a week and just be like
yeah,
hey, you know, talk about the merge.
So. Yeah, exactly. I think the merge will probably be next week, which means that the week after. So next week, next Wednesday, we'll be talking about like another one of these tribes going to tribal in a
four-person tribe. Oh my god. Four people getting down to four. Oh my god, that's insane. That's wild.
I know. It's so crazy.
Let's talk about the Soleil tribe a little bit.
Which one is the... See, you got to just use color.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because, blue tribe. Blue.
Can I
blue.
Explain this, too?
Yes, before explain. We actually get confused? I also usually get confused, but, like, for some reason, I remember the tribe names this season.
I want everybody to understand how much I love them, all of our listeners. I want you all to understand this. So the internet where I am, because we're in the mountains, is awful. That's why I'm doing this from my phone. I have no microphone, nothing. I can't even look at the chat, nothing like that. But... right before the episode started, Entertainment Tonight worked perfectly on my laptop. But then once Survivor started, it started freezing. So I had to FaceTime my mom and watch it on her cell phone, where like the words were barely audible as it's coming through. So for me, I couldn't really see the colors tonight because I was watching through a screen through a screen with crappy like internet and Wi-Fi and like just connection. So I also, like, anytime my mom, dad, or sister decided to laugh or make a comment, I could not hear anything going on the screen. So if we could just refer to like which tribe,
yeah,
like,
we'll go with
who's on the tribe.
We'll go with blue. Also, just so everyone is clear, and we're being completely honest and transparent here, I broke a wine glass like 2 minutes before the show started, and I had to clean that up. So I missed everything up until Tyson was eating the peanut butter. So like, that's where we're at right now. Yeah, that's why we're not really talking about Edge, because we didn't hear it. At all.
Yeah, exactly. So but I knew what was going on, and I made sure my parents had the DVR going, or whatever it's called nowadays, children. Somebody explained it to me, but they were able to rewind it so I could actually watch it. So that's how I knew what was going on there. But I didn't really hear what Boston Rob said, I'm gonna be completely honest. So apologies.
I didn't know Boston Rob talked, but we will have that back for you when we do the Prediction and Power Rankings podcast.
Okay.
Where we can actually talk about the Edge, which is a little too far, but we're going back.
And
Blue Tribe.
We still don't know who's going to be on Predictions Power Rankings. We don't know if Alexa's going to be back. Alexa's feeling a little under the weather right now. She wants to take as many precautions as she can just because of the craziness that is going on.
Doesn't want to spread anything through the podcast. That'd be weird.
Yeah, through the podcast. I mean, she wants to rest and take care of herself. I mean, right now, that's what we all have to do. So we'll see who's going to be with us on Sunday. But right now, the Blue Tribe.
Reel it back. Blue Tribe. There we go.
All right. So yesterday, my man Wendell reached out to our podcast and said, you know, his boo thing, Alexa had him, but I canceled him and Michelle canceled him. You know what? I got to say, Wendell, I know that you couldn't change the edit, but I still got to keep you canceled. I mean, you didn't treat my girl with the respect she needed.
I felt really bad. I felt bad for Wendell. I mean, we saw a whole season of him being like a nice guy, and now it's just like, someone's got to be the villain. Sorry, Wendell. Sounds like you said a few things at a bad time, and it's in the show. Haha.
Well, and I gotta say this too. As much as people are going to hate me for this, this is becoming the story. This season's story is one of the main focal points of this season's overall storyline is Michelle Fitzgerald. And people are going to hate me for saying that because of my love for Michelle, but she is one of the main storylines of this season, which she really wasn't in Koh-Rang, but on this season, she really is. And unfortunately for Wendell, when you're going up against somebody who is the focal point of the season, they need a villain. And right now, Michelle's villain is Wendell. And that's like, it's an easy storyline for Survivor to put out there. It's an easy thing for the audience to grab onto.
OMG, my ex is on the beach. Sounds like they make a show out of that, right?
Right, and not for nothing. Wendell was arrogant in Ghost Island, but he won, so it was shown in a more positive light. But do not forget that when he was making fire against Angela at Final Four, he's looking over at Dom talking crap. And it's just, that's how he is. That's his game. He likes to get in people's heads and play it that way. But it always comes across as cool, calm, and collected because he's Wendell. But we're seeing him from what I believe is going to be a losing edit. And because of that, it's much more negative than what we're used to seeing his arrogance come across
as. I think this is one of like the biggest times that we've seen like the edit like impact somebody in Survivor. Because usually like if someone doesn't win a season, like, oh, it's really easy to paint them as like not like a really nice person, like someone that you want to root for, right? So we had that with Wendell. And usually like when like has there been a time when someone like was like an uber villain or like someone that just like even just like was negatively perceived and then came back and then won and was painted in a good light? Because I don't think so. It's usually like they're either like crazy like Tony, and then he's just going to be crazy every season, or they're going to be like a negative personality. And if they get brought back, they're still going to be negative. Like, I don't think we see someone that goes from like this positively edited, like Wendell is, and then just like, hey, like he's mean. He's talking about voting out people in front of everyone else. Like we never see this. It's wild.
You know who it's JT. That's who Wendell's kind of getting the edit of right
now.
The JT edit.
JT edit. We have a lot of JT-isms in this episode.
Well, that's because, but I think what people forget, and I think that, like, I've always defended JT's games. I've always said he's there to win, and if he thinks that by him not playing, if him playing an idol will get him one more week, he doesn't care. If he thinks not playing it might get him the victory. Like, he doesn't care about that kind of thing. He wants to play for the long term, not the short term. And, you know, I think JT is going to stop getting so much flack because what we're seeing is when you come out a second, a third, a fourth time, you cannot play the same game and win the game. Like, you just can't do it. It very rarely happens. It happened for Sandra, but it was such a rare occurrence because people didn't know Russell. People didn't see him play. They didn't know how crazy he was. So Sandra just ended up being the lesser of three evils in that situation and was able to ride crazy Russell's game all the way to the end. So, like, I think you need to play a different game. And so we see Sandra realizing she can't keep playing the same game. And now this time, you know, giving up her idol might be the best move for her, which obviously wasn't, but also for Wendell. Like, he knows he's got to play a little bit differently than how he played the first time because nobody really respected Wendell's game all that much, despite the fact that he beat arguably the best runner-up in Survivor history.
Right. And, like, so and like, just to defend JT a bit, we regard Sandra as one of the best players of all time, right? Because she won twice. Mm-hmm. So if she makes this move where she gives someone an idol and then it gets voted out, obviously that's a mistake on Sandra's part. You know, she's trying to, you know, she bit off a little bit more than she could chew, but if it works out, it works out well. So if JT does that same move and we think Sandra is really good at doing it, doesn't that mean it's a good move for JT?
I know. And that's the thing. Like you have to be thinking in this game, especially like when we're starting to see now the fire tokens come into play. And Michelle's telling Wendell, I want to vote with you, but I have to vote for you because I need to get the fire tokens from Parv, but I can give you some of the fire tokens. Like, when we're seeing these discussions, you can no longer just play for tomorrow. And yeah, playing for tomorrow will get you further, But you also have to be playing for the long term. And it's kind of why Adam was getting so much shit. Sandra just made a way worse move than Adam made back when he was trying to get rid of what was he trying to get rid of? Boston Rob or whatever he was trying to do.
Yeah.
When Adam was trying to make that move, everybody got on him so hard because he's Adam and nobody respected his win really in the first place. Where now you have Sandra who made a much worse move, essentially equivalent of Tyson's move in Heroes versus Villains, but nobody's going to be as hard on her because they love Sandra so much. And yeah, they'll be disappointed, but nobody's gonna be like, oh, Sandra sucks. But that's how you have to look at all of these winners. None of these winners suck for the move they make. Everybody's making a move to try to get them to win the $2 million, not to get $30,000, to win right. $2 million. That's the right. difference.
I think we somehow used JT as a segue from the Blue Tribe back to the Red Tribe to talk about Sandra.
I know we got to go back to the Blue Tribe because the Blue Tribe was a lot of fun. Sorry, there goes my phone.
Okay, yeah, I don't know how we JT back to the Blue Tribe. So let's just go into it. Actually, yeah, right. No, here's a good way. So Sandra bequeathed her token to Yule.
To Yule.
What a wild choice. Who would have thought that? I thought she was going to do the respect play and just give it back to Denise.
Yeah, you know what? I don't think Sandra cares. I don't think – because you know what? I think Sandra sits there and she says, good for you, Denise. You got your moment. Now I'm going to give this to Yule because Yule won't have any idea where this is coming from.
Right. She doesn't care either way. Yeah, there we go. Not like, ooh, respect or hate. It's just like,
Yeah, Yule. It's just like whatever. And I think she's probably looking at – maybe – I don't know how much thought Sandra put into this, but if you're looking at that tribe, so Yule is not on her tribe, but that signals to Sandra the fact that Yule's thing was still there, that Yule's still in the game. She knows Parvati went home, and she's probably saying, man, big run on old schoolers right now. I'm just going to give it to Yule. Because Yule's right. the only old schooler left in the game.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's like there was this whole talk about like old school versus new school before, and I don't think that it's like actually old school versus new school. It's just kind of like, sorry, I guess we've voted an old schooler again. Oops. Like it just seems like happenstance, but I also feel bad for them.
Yeah. I mean, the old schoolers, you know what it is? The old schoolers are legends and the new schoolers aren't. And that's not a knock on the new schoolers, but Sandra wasn't a legend for season 9, season 10, season 11, season 12, season 13. I could keep going. Parvati didn't become a legend until season 16 after she won it, because after season 13, nobody cared. But right now, like Michelle, Adam, Ben, Wendell, they're not legends. So because they're not legends, they're not being perceived as huge threats. Tony's a legend already, but Tony also played 12 freaking seasons ago. That's a long right. time ago, despite the fact that it doesn't feel like that. So if you don't want to be spoiled, you should probably not be right here. That's not to anybody who's listening. This is somebody else. That's to you. Oh, okay. Well, she's been spoiled.
Everything to me.
Okay. Well, anyway.
So loud.
There you go. Well, now I'm being critiqued. Maybe, you know, it's not my fault. It's like a cavern. But yes. So anyway, I forget what my train of thought was. But ultimately, just in terms of who's a legend and who's not, the old schoolers are probably going to go before the new schoolers are going to go, just because nobody was looking at Denise taking her seriously. She's one of those mid schoolers, but nobody was taking her seriously. Mainly just because by the time she had won, it was like, we kind of forgot about her.
Right,
nobody forgot about Ethan because he's played twice. Nobody forgot about Amber because she played twice. Nobody forgot about Boston Rob because he played how many times. People forgot about Danny. So maybe Danny doesn't fall into that legend category, but Danny fell into the I played too slow for the game.
Right, so. Right, and can't keep up. So going back to Denise, what do you think of her move? Like, what do you think of specifically playing the second idol for Jeremy?
She needed to do it. I think she needed to do it because Sandra giving her the idol is so – like Sandra giving her the idol is almost too transparent. And so if you're Denise, you might be saying, okay, she's giving me the idol. She's going to have me play the idol. She's going to have me play the idol wrong, and then I'm going to look like a fool. But in reality, that's not the case.
Right.
So I don't know. I think that I would have played the idol for Jeremy too, because as David Wright said when he played his idol for Jessica Lewis, Jessica Lewis was indebted to him the rest of the game.
Right.
So if that's going to be the case, you kind of have to do that, you know? Like, why – like, now Jeremy is forever going to be indebted to you, and you know Jeremy wants to keep around bigger threats that are bigger threats than you. Denise is, like, never in trouble now, you know? And she kept that, whereas let's say Denise doesn't play the idol for Jeremy. They did pull a fast one on her. Jeremy goes home.
Now Denise, you're in the minority.
And Denise voted for Sandra, and Sandra's never going to trust her.
Yeah. So obviously you just cut your losses, like use the second idol and like just guarantee that you're going to make this move.
And a player like Denise doesn't need idols. Honestly, she really doesn't need idols. I mean, she can win the game without having idols. this was great for her. She was able to play them. But imagine if she doesn't play that out for Jeremy. They did pull the fast one on her. They voted for Jeremy instead of voting for her. She votes for Sandra, thinking she has all the power in this vote. And Sandra comes back to camp that night. You're done. You're done.
No, you are toast.
Yeah. Because she's going to scream at you worse than she ever screamed at Johnny Fairplay. And then when the merge hits, she's going to be coming for you the entire time.
Right. Yeah. No, I agree with it. I totally agree with that. You got to play it safe. Don't let Sandra destroy you when she comes back from camp.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you have to do. And at the same time, I think that for Denise's game, and I've said this a lot tonight, it is the best move for her. It really is. So again, we talked about this. Let's really talk about this blue tribe though, because we keep going back to red because it was the last thing.
Because it was really cool. Okay. But, blue tribe.
Yeah. Yes. So Michelle now is the first person to get 5 fire tokens. So if you put that for the prop bet, which would be stupid because you were supposed to put her as a winner, but if you decided that you didn't want to put her as a winner and you wanted to give up those points, and you decided to put her at 5 fire tokens or more, she's the first person to get 5 fire tokens. Parv gave her every fire token. Now, I had originally thought maybe Parv would try to split them up, but I think Michelle proved herself to Parvati enough that it's like, look, I will work for you the entire time. Like, I was trying to work it with you. I wanted to get rid of Wendell. I would have been willing to vote with Wendell to vote out Nick, which is the BS that was never going to happen tonight. But, like, right now, if you're looking at everybody in the game, I'm talking just not on Edge of Extinction, there's one person 100% that is getting a vote from somebody at Final Tribal, and that is Michelle getting a vote from Parvati. That is 100% going to happen. Right now, Parvati is such a close ally, I think, to Michelle, that Parvati could start spreading the news about Michelle as a player and how people shouldn't underestimate her and blah, 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 blah. Because I think nobody else feels that type of connection with anybody who was voted at.
Phil, the chat is saying that Michelle has 4.
No, she doesn't. No. She got 4 from Parvati. And then
Parvati gave 1 to Tyson for the peanut butter. Or for the advantage.
You're right. Yeah. See, we kind of missed that.
Yeah, sorry, chat, due to our internet and wine glass problems. But
guys, again, I apologize. But okay.
Your screen just went black. My bad. We're back. Okay, we're good.
But I'm back.
Technical issues.
So she does. Okay, well, everybody then, whoever just got really excited, my bad. Intern and I missed the beginning. Alexa was watching it. Alexa's too sick to be podcasting right now, but Alexa had seen that. So our bad. So, okay, Michelle has 4. But still, Michelle has 4. That doesn't change the point of everything else I said. It just kind of changes the point of the prop bet game.
Yeah. Sorry if you had Michelle on 5 tokens. Maybe you have to wait till next week. So, yeah, whatever.
Might be. Yeah, it's going to happen at some point. Yeah. But, okay, so what do we think, though, about this Parvati, Wendell, Nick, Parvati, what the decision ultimately was, how you're feeling if you're Yule and Nick sitting there as Parvati opens up and as Wendell is sitting there saying, it's still on the table. How are you feeling?
I think like the fact that Parvati like actually had an angle tonight was just insane, right? Because anyone else, they would have been like, I guess I'm getting voted out. And they would have done some like weird editing of like, ooh, maybe Nick's going to flip because it's high school crush or whatever. But like, Parvati like actually like had me convinced. I thought that tonight it was going to be Wendell going home and Tony going home, not Parvati and Sandra going home. I think
for a second that's how it felt. I thought Tony was going home for sure. What Denise did was incredible. I thought Tony was toast, but I kind of still thought it was going to be Parvati. If this was maybe if Nick wasn't married and this was Parvati back in Heroes Villains, Parvati probably stays. Seriously, because
honestly.
That's the way, unfortunately, us men think sometimes. And back in the day, that's what got
Parvati that's what Survivor so far used to be
the game.
That's what Survivor used to be is Parvati flirting her way until at least Final 6, right? So
yeah,
geez. Yeah. Wait, so who is technically like voted out first? Is Parvati voted out first because like they went to tribal first? But like, how did they determine that?
It must have been on like where you were. Well, I guess I don't know because the other tribe was actually worse off. It probably was just based on. I don't know. Maybe they tie. Or maybe it doesn't matter because there's going to be Edge of Extinction and things are going to get messed up.
Yeah, so whatever.
Knows, but I don't know how they determine that, actually.
We will see. Really say that. I'm sure someone,
there's a reason.
Someone will tweet something in the next few days and then we'll find out. Yes, I think that's exactly. Or it'll be posted to Reddit somewhere.
Yeah, that's what we need to wait for. But I do think that this is the right. I think you have to vote out Parvati. Michelle was the only one who would have benefited from Parvati staying. If you're Yule, you definitely want to vote out Parvati. If you're Nick, you're still close enough with Wendell and Yule. Why break that up? Give the illusion that that's still intact. Now, what I do feel, though, is let's say Michelle or let's say that tribe goes again next week, I don't think Michelle's going to go, because I think Nick is going to say to himself, or Wendell's going to say to himself, why kind of, I'm using air quotes, but why waste a vote on Michelle?
Yeah. Like Wendell was showing us that he would throw us under the bus to our faces, not like just behind our back. Right. So like, yeah. Why? And I think it was good of Wendell to not like take the fire tokens there, because then you know, obviously just like, you know, even if you like vote out like Nick or Yule, then you're just like in the minority, right? Like whichever one doesn't get voted out is just going to go to the other side and be like, hey, let's just take out Wendell. You know, like,
and I think that still has a good chance of happening. If he's trying to stab people from the front and the back, man, nobody wants to get stabbed in the back, but at least then you wouldn't know it's coming. Getting stabbed in the front really sucks. Cause like at that point you could like, you don't have to stab me. You're like facing me. You could think of something else, or you could just tell me, you don't have to stab me. Jeez.
Right.
So yeah, like, I don't know. I think that he really like kind of went a little too far with this. And I think if you're Nick, who kind of seemed like he was wavering already, maybe he'd work with Parvati. He kind of wanted to work with Parvati. If you're Yule, you don't want to work with somebody who at some point has admitted he'd stab you in the back. Michelle doesn't have a history of stabbing people in the back. Michelle has a history of being what some of the survivor community would call obnoxiously loyal to a fault that she's almost boring. Like, that is – so if I'm Yule and I'm Nick, I probably side with her to vote out Wendell, who could be a bigger threat once the merge hits.
Right, right. Totally agreed. And it's just so, like – yeah, I don't have any other points. That was I agree with that completely.
Yeah. So, but what do we think about the conversations that were being had? Like, did we ever think that Nick was actually going to work with Parv?
Maybe a little bit, but like, it wasn't actually a strategic decision. It was like, oh, I kind of wanted to work with Parvati eventually, but like – Maybe like a little bit, like before all the other Wendell stuff started showing up, I was like, is this the angle we're going? And then it wasn't. So I was like, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. And now, do you think that there's any part of Wendell, Michelle, Nick that team up to go at Yule, because Yule is an old school player? Like, do we think that there's an old school thing here, or no? Do you think Yule's still in a fine spot?
I think Yule's still fine.
Realistically, yeah, he came out of this looking pretty good. I mean, he stayed out of all of the drama. He stayed loyal, said, I'm going to vote out Parv. That's what I'm going to do. I don't think we really even heard from Yule tonight, did we?
Right. I mean, not really. It was just kind of like, oh, my parents are fighting. And like, that was it. So like,
yeah, which was hilarious.
Really funny. Yeah. Yeah. No, I think he's looking fine. I don't know. I guess the predictions of who's getting voted out next is like, ooh, the next podcast. Right. But like, I think he's fine. I think he's fine.
Do you want to try to move to another location?
I mean, no.
Sorry, I can't answer you. I can't answer.
So. That's understandable. Yeah, my laptop's running out of battery, so we're trying to figure out what's going on. Lots of technical issues today. That's what I'm saying.
This is, you know what, man? This is the new world we live in.
Everything's going wrong. Yeah, I guess this is what life is.
This is just how it is right now. I mean, I don't know if there's another place. Maybe there's another outlet nearby. Maybe you could use your – no, you can't do your phone because you can't host from your phone. But all right, so we got like 5 minutes left then, everybody. Yeah. That's really it. I mean, that was a pretty good conversation anyway. Sorry, we're going to have to be cutting it short.
I mean, we covered everything. We covered everything.
Denise is a guaranteed MVP, I think. I don't think there's any doubt about that. That move was absolutely baller. It was incredible. It was awesome. In terms of going into next week, I don't think we're merging, and – I mean, not to give too much of a hint at what I'm thinking for the predictions, but maybe you can see if you disagree here. Adam's in trouble. I think Wendell's in trouble. And I think Tony's in trouble. I think those are the three who are in trouble. I don't think Michelle is in trouble. And a lot of that is reading the edit. And there goes my phone. A lot of that is reading the edit. But a lot of that is also just, why would you get rid of Michelle right before the merge? She is not somebody. And like, if you're Nick, you get no benefit from keeping the huge, huge, huge targets, because Nick is not a threat. Nick doesn't need to be like Jeremy, who needs to always have a bigger fish. There are so many bigger fish. So he doesn't have to worry about that. So that's just how I feel about that. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. All the people that you said were in danger, I agree with. Michelle's not going to get voted out. She's not a merge threat. There isn't really like a classic merge boot on this season. There's no one that's like, oh, I'm the physical threat that I'm going to win out. I mean, like
watch Ben, it be whoever comes back.
Oh, that'd be wild. What if Tyson comes back and just like wins 7 immunities in a row, or like whatever?
Or he comes back and just gets voted out right away because he is that big of a threat.
Would also be hilarious. We would get some great Tyson moments from that, which I also would be looking forward to.
Anything with Tyson is amazing. I mean, my gut tells me Yara probably still loses next week. I feel like that's the weakest of the tribes.
Yeah, I agree.
But I think that Dekal is probably going to end up finishing first or second. I think it's between Yara and Sele. And I'm going to be honest with you. I want to see Sele go. I want to see Wendell, Nick, Michelle and Yul blow up next week because there is no easy vote. And I want to see if Michelle can somehow survive this like mess to be like, all right, because this is where she got in trouble her first season too. Not that they ever went to tribal, but she was on the outs of that swap. Right. And that could have been really detrimental to her. So I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I agree.
But intern's running out of battery, and I can tell by the look in his eyes that it's happening faster than he thought. I'm going to actually go watch the episode again. The beauty of being in Arizona right now is that it comes on at 7 o'clock, not 8 o'clock, so I can just turn it on right now, and I can watch the beginning.
That's wild. It's amazing. Yeah, I know. And then we could podcast about the first 5 minutes.
Well, maybe you could charge your laptop, and then we could podcast.
Every single – I tried this morning. Every single outlet in my room, like, stopped working. So, like, it's really a problem. We'll figure it out.
You
got to
pay your electric bill, man. I know that coronavirus is happening, but you got to pay
your electric bill. Did you see these lights? These lights are working. I don't know what's going on.
Those are the emergency – those are the floodlights.
The floodlights. The only lights. The emergency apocalypse lights.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, everybody – stay safe out there. Alexa, hopefully will be feeling better by Sunday. Yeah. Intern, you want to say something?
Let's do it. So if you like giving us money or like spending money, even though the US market is crashing, throw us a dollar on Patreon. We appreciate every single dollar. We have, you know, lots of other content. We have the Predictions Power Rankings game, or not the fantasy, but whatever the game is.
It's the Power
Everything's
Rankings
wrong.
Game, which we haven't scored yet, or I haven't put any of the rankings in, but I will this week. And also, just another thing on Patreon there, I know a lot of people right now are hurting I don't know how intern is doing, but for me, because the school closed down, luckily I'm still able to get, you know, money through the school, but my other job that's a location-based job is gone. So, you know, I know a lot of people are struggling. If you can manage anything to Patreon, do it. But if you can't, understand. If you have to take your money away, we get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
Crazy times, seriously. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Instagram. Those are really fun places where we tweet things that are fun about Survivor randomly. This whole rundown thing is a lot harder, and I wasn't prepared.
Well, you know what it is, man? It's because we don't know who's coming on Sunday. I mean, a lot of the Survivors as well, I mean, they're going through hard times right now too. So a lot of the people who sometimes are guaranteed, we know that they're going to be down to come on. Some of them are, you know, struggling. I mean, this is an unprecedented time. So hopefully we'll have a guest for Sunday. We'll figure something out. I'll be there. I'll be there. Hopefully
Alexa will be there.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll have a little bit better of internet. Hopefully Alexa will be feeling better. If not, it'll be Robert again. Better every day.
Getting better every day. That's a great way to live, honestly. A little bit better every day. Yeah. So, take it easy. Wash your hands.
Stay inside too, because I feel like that's going to be the fastest way to make this happen. I was very much I don't know. I was like, do we need to be staying inside? And now I'm at the point where, like, no matter what anybody thinks, that's really going to be the next solution. So the faster that we all, like, stay inside, the faster that this will all be over.
Yeah. Hope everyone's week is better than the technical issues on this podcast were. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Anyway, everybody, stay safe. And we will be back on Sunday. Stay tuned to all of our social media for that. Also, if you want to buy merchandise, I don't know if we ever got paid for merchandise, Robert. We got to figure out why. I don't know if I've gotten paid for merchandise, but
Merch. Yeah, I will figure it out. Merch. All right.
I might need you also before your laptop dies. You're gonna have to put the links into our YouTube description because my internet is so bad here. I need everybody to know this. I cannot load Gmail. So when I tried to do YouTube earlier, I could not put the description of what this episode that me and intern are doing was about. So if you could go do the tags and everything, that would be splendid.
Okay. Got it. All live. Goodbye, everybody. Have a fun
night.
Bye.
Hit end.
I'm trying.
You know how to do this? Then you gotta hit it. Yes.